The U.S. has too many laws, too many lawyers, too many bureaucrats. So says attorney Philip K. Howard in his new book, Rule of Nobody: Saving America from Dead Laws and Broken Government. Book critic Joan Baum has these thoughts about it.
Philip K. Howard, an attorney at a prestigious international law firm, is on a mission, as if you couldn't tell from the titles and scathing subtitles of his books, Life Without Lawyers, Liberating Americans from Too Much Law, The Collapse of the Common Good, How America's Lawsuit Culture Undermines Our Freedom, and The Death of Common Sense, How Law is Suffocating America. His new screed, The Rule of Nobody, Saving America from Dead Laws and Broken Government, takes his argument further by contending that bureaucrats and special interest lobbies must be stopped and can be stopped. Strangulation by excessive and idiotic rules, Howard says, violates the intentions of the framers of the Constitution, Federalists and Anti-Federalists alike, threatens our democratic way of life, and is bringing us close to a structural paralysis of government. We live under the rule of nobody, a phrase Howard takes from Hannah Arendt and which means a bureaucratic state that has a life of its own with no one making vital choices to respond to current needs. Once upon a time, regulation focused on what not to do. Today, a monstrous collection of unreadable law tells us what we have to do and how to do it. Even so, no one's in charge, not even the president. No one has authority. No one takes responsibility. Inaction and inanity rule. Distrust also rules. No one legislates for the common good. People don't ask, what's the right thing to do? Only, what does the law say? Government, he says, is running on automatic pilot according to migraine-inducing codes that have replaced human agency. Howard blames both right and left for the breakdown, conservatives and liberals, though one can discern a Republican bias here and a particular antipathy to 60s relativism, government run by jerks and clerks. Still, his thesis is well argued, if repetitive, with numerous sources, examples, and endorsements, including John Stewart's. Howard indicts, but he would also cure by way of 5 constitutional amendments. He would sunset after 15 years all laws and programs with budgetary impact. Other amendments would give the president more authority to issue executive orders and make personnel decisions, and would let judges restrict what they consider frivolous lawsuits. And overseeing everything would be a 9-member council of citizens acting as an independent advisory oversight body to replace the unelected House of Hacks hanging around Washington's House of Cards. Yes, some parts of Howard's vision are less persuasive than others. He knows that. But his is an important, provocative book. I'm Joan Baum.